Well, good evening and welcome to Thinking Out Loud here on KBIA. I'm Darren Helwedge. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be previewing this year's third Goal International Film Festival. It's a film festival with four films this year. The opportunity to talk with one of the filmmakers actually live here in Columbia, while others will be doing some chats with Skype. Columbia Access Television involved with that, along with the Central Missouri Returned Peace Corps volunteer organization. We'll tell you all about that in just a moment. Then later on tonight's show, Trevor Harris back out in the fields of Callaway County, even in the wintertime. The issue of prairie restoration is top of mind for some folks. Trevor took us out there last year. Really terrific program, talking about some of the work that's being done by some individuals out there. And that work continues. Trevor's going to have an update for us on that as they try to get some prairie seeds planted, even though it's the middle of winter. That news all ahead tonight. It's Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. All right, it's Thinking Out Loud here on KBIA. Coming soon on our community and to the Columbia Mizzou campus is going to be the third Goal International Film Festival, a collection of some very interesting films and a lot of other things. If you are into film, and particularly if you're interested possibly in becoming a filmmaker, there's going to be some very interesting events going on around that. And we've got a whole room full of folks both here with us and on the telephone. Let me first introduce our guests here in the studio. First of all, we've got the guy who's running the whole shoot and match, Mike Burden. He is the coordinator of Third Goal. And Mike, we welcome you in this evening.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
We have Jennifer Erickson here. She's Executive Director of Columbia Access Television. They're going to be participating in a lot of ways with all of this. And Jennifer, it's good to have you with us.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And then we are joined on the phone by the director of one of the films that are going to be featured at the Third Goal International Film Festival. Joining us over the telephone is Ashley Tindall, the director of 27 Months. And Ashley, it's great to have you along as well.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I want to start, Mike, with you and have you just, first of all, kind of give us an overview of what the Third Goal International Film Festival is about. I think I want to start by asking the very obvious question, which is about the name and just kind of the meaning of it.
The Third Goal refers to the Third Goal of Peace Corps, and that's for folks who serve in the Peace Corps to bring back their experiences in the cultures where they serve and share them with friends and family back home. So of the three goals of Peace Corps, it's the one that really continues on throughout the rest of your life. You know, it's something that you're obligated to do, you know, and hopefully those three goals all work together to promote fellowship and global understanding and deeper understanding among different cultures. And so that's what we're trying to do here, and I think film is a great way to do that. So our objective is to just open up a dialogue, share some great stories through film, through conversation, and connect people here in Columbia to other parts of the world.
And Mike, we should mention that there is an organization here in town. It's called the Central Missouri Returned Peace Corps Volunteers that have a lot of association with this. Our own Trevor Harris is a Returned Peace Corps volunteer himself, and so he's a part of that group as well. And so they're kind of help putting this together along with CAT, Missouri Arts Council, and a bunch of organizations. If there was something, I mean, you talked a little bit about this, Mike, but if there was something that kind of holds the whole event together, the whole, not just the films, but everything that's going on together, and then the films themselves, then it sounds like it's sort of that it's about people here learning about the people in that great other in all the rest of the world. And it's something that obviously folks are going to have some interest in, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And you know, not just learning from afar, but you know, after each film that we show, we have a dialogue often with the director via Skype. But we also have local experts and Peace Corps volunteers who served in the countries where the films are set, as well as people from those countries, so that you know we can have a really informed conversation. And that's really one of my favorite parts is not just you know, screening great films, but the conversation that happens afterwards through panel discussions and then kind of carries on throughout the day. You know, we really are about you know, promoting more understanding among cultures, and this is a great way to do that. And we've tried to enhance that a little bit the last couple of years as well. And we ask our members of our Central Missouri Returned Peace Corps volunteers to make some food from the countries where they served.
And cool.
Yeah, so we have some international food on hand for sampling, and there's some activities you can participate in as well. You can learn a dance, maybe some greetings in another language, or play a game. I bring shagai, which is a Mongolian game played with sheep's ankle bones. So. So there are several ways to engage and throughout the day and of course Friday night as well. So you know, we hope that people will come out and learn something new and maybe meet some people from places that they haven't been before and maybe would like to go someday and just generally understand a little bit more about other cultures.
And then we've got Jennifer Erickson with us with Columbia Access TV, the executive director. And Jennifer, just talk a little bit about how CAT's involved with all of this.
Yeah, great. You know, this is a wonderful roster of international films, and we have the benefit of having one of the filmmakers come to town. And CAT has, Columbia Access Television is a community media center, and we have a Missouri Arts Council grant to bring CAT chats to the public. And, you know, that's a way where we can get into kind of some of the filmmaking process, inspire people to make their own films. And so that's what we're doing January 31st, the night before the festival, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at our studios at Stevens College. It's right in the hallway underneath Windsor Auditorium, mm-hmm. if you know where that is.
Sure.
So Ashley, who's with us today on the phone, will be talking about what inspires her as a filmmaker. You know, working internationally is a little different than working, you know, in your own town. And I'm sure she has some advice and caveats and all that good stuff about the filmmaking process.
I want to bring Ashley in here. And Mike, I want to have you take a moment in just a few minutes and talk about all four of the films that you're going to be showing. But Ashley, since you've been kind enough to give us your time, let me have you start by telling us a little bit about 27 Months.
Sure. Well, I followed three Peace Corps volunteers for their 27 months of service over the past couple of years, and one was in Azerbaijan, one was in Liberia, and one in the Philippines. And I wanted to do it in order to not only get at, you know, what are the universal things about Peace Corps, the experience, how people transform, how some of our biases maybe as Americans really get blown up when you live in another culture and you have to learn how to adapt to them, but also sort of, you know, get at, through looking at these three personal experiences, sort of what is the role of America today? Mm-hmm. I happen to be really interested in international development. You know, where does our money go?
Sure.
And so, you know, the Peace Corps is really a unique organization, and it's, I think, so very American, but maybe doesn't get a whole lot of attention. But certainly, you know, for different generations, it has meant different things. But I really wanted to look at, well, what is the Peace Corps today, and why is it still relevant, and what is it like being a volunteer? So I just finished production. Now I'm moving into post-production, which means I'm going to be editing for the next 6 months. So, yeah, it's a really intense process, but
sure.
I'm really excited to come to third goal because this is a different kind of situation. I'm not bringing a finished film. I'm bringing a working cut. So it's a lot of fun to be able to show cuts of the film at an earlier stage to an audience because I can really, you know, understand what's clicking with them, what are they really responding to, what turns them off, and how all of that goes into informing how the final film, you know, and the story plays out.
Sure.
And I think it's a lot of fun for the audience, too. You know, I'm looking forward to CAT Chat as well, hearing what people have to, you know, when they're looking at the clips, what they're, you know, how they can understand the filmmaking process through what does make it into the film and what is going to end up on the cutting room floor. And so that they get a kind of a unique you know, experience in interacting with a filmmaker who's in the middle of editing as opposed to having a finished film. So it's going to be a lot of fun to be at Third Goal this year.
I bet, and that's going to be some really useful information for people who are interested in filmmaking and particularly international filmmaking. You've got all the challenges of making a film if you were making it in your backyard, plus all of the other stuff that goes on, the travel and dealing with customs and other things. So that's there's going to be a lot to learn from talking with you about that. Mike, we heard about 27 Months. There's three other films that are going to be a part of this. Again, it's the Third Goal International Film Festival happening here at Mizzou at the Student Center February 1st. Why don't you talk just real briefly about these other three and tell people what's going to be happening with those?
Sure. Well, it starts off at 1 p.m. with Call Me Cuchu, award-winning documentary, and just a powerful film. It was screened in 2012 as a secret screening at True False, and it is about the struggles of the LGBTQ community in Uganda against some proposed legislation, particularly following the first openly gay man in Uganda, David Kato. And as you may know, that there's still continuing legislation and issues going on both in Uganda and some other countries. Nigeria is another one that where legislation has been proposed.
And I tell you what, this really kind of falls in with some of what Ashley was saying earlier about American influence on other countries. Yes, there are some, frankly, pretty brutal laws that are being discussed in Uganda and some other places there, but there are church groups and other interest groups or pressure groups or whatever you want to call them that are actually involved a lot of times in putting some of these laws together. And so, yeah, that's going to be very interesting to see what's going on with that one. Next one at 3:30 on February 1st is Garden of Stephen. And tell us about that.
Yeah, and I just want to also mention, too, that the directors from Call Me Coochie will be Skyping with us following the film. So we'll be able to ask them some questions as well, some local experts as well. And then Garden of Stephen, I'm really excited to bring that here. The director of the film was a Peace Corps volunteer that I served with in Mongolia, and his creative team has put together a really fun short film. It's our only non-documentary of the festival, and it's set in Guatemala. And you know, I'll read you the description here about Stephen Crosby. He's a small-town missionary in a strange land, stumbles upon the low road to salvation with the help of a little Mayan girl, a black magic woman, and a saint with a cigar.
Okay.
And it's a 23-minute film, beautifully shot. It was a Kickstarter project funded raised $30,000 in 30 days to go down and shoot this film, and just, you know, turned out a really beautiful film. And I really look forward to talking with Rob also via Skype after the film about the process and some of the last shots where, you know, they're up on top of the mountain and, you know, they're executing this wonderful helicopter shot and how they did that. And, you know, and it's a nice little just glance at a culture there and kind of how some of us can stumble into places with a little bit of naivete and not really know what we're doing and learn something along the way.
Jennifer Erickson from CAT, from Columbia Access Television, tell me a little bit more about the chat that's going on. We've got Ashley, of course, going to be here live, and the other producers and directors of these films over Skype. And just what do you look at as the goal for the people in the room and for the people that you're going to be Skyping with as far as what you're expecting to folks to be able to ask and learn?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a really great opportunity to kind of slow down and actually get into some of the elements of filmmaking. Ashley and I have been working together with Mike Burden, and so she's going to put together some clips from films that have inspired her in the past. You know, you can come to the filmmaking process from so many different directions, and it's really an interesting process to learn, you know, from one particular person. So Ashley will share her particular journey. We've done this. The Cat Chat series is something. This is our third year of it, and it's just a really great time to slow down and hear about the artistic process.
I bet. Mike Burden from the Third Goal International Film Festival. Mike, it was kind of interesting. We had a conversation, sort of an informal thing earlier with one of the other folks around the office here. And when we basically gave a real quick and dirty idea of what it is you were doing, they actually thought at first that you were involved with True False. And it's just fascinating how things are sort of exploding in this area in Colombia. We've got True False and everything those guys have got going on. Citizen Jane, and they do some wonderful work. This film festival. What do you think it is about Colombia that's causing all of these festivals to come along and obviously be at least successful enough that they keep doing it?
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly sure if I'm an authority to speak on that, but I'm really thankful that it's happening. I certainly think that True False is really been the major driver, you know, that has brought film in that way to this community and kind of just opened people's eyes to the just amazing documentaries and what we can learn and other styles of film as well, of course. But yeah, we really credit, you know, making this town is a very film savvy town here in the Midwest.
Well, and if I can add, you know, as far as the different film festivals, they're all very collaborative. Columbia Access Television collaborates with all of those film festivals.
Great.
As the local community media center, and they're very open to sharing and collaborating. So it's a great community.
Well, I'm capable of putting together the film 15 minutes of the inside of the lens cap and probably not much beyond that, but I sure enjoy watching a really good film, and so it's great for folks like me that aren't even that into the idea of making films, but love to sit and watch really good films and get into interesting discussions, that we've got these opportunities.
Yeah, it's an exciting time in Columbia.
We're visiting with Jennifer Erickson from Columbia Access Television, Ashley Tindall, who is in the process of making the film 27 Months and will be here on February 1st for the Third Goal International Film Festival, and then the coordinator of the festival, Mike Burden. Mike, I'm curious, you talked about your own experiences and the fact that this is involved with the Return Peace Corps Volunteers Group here in Columbia. I'm just wanting to ask you about your time in Peace Corps and what it is that got you plugged into this and what made that seem like something you'd be interested in, because I can't imagine that at least a part of this is making people aware of Peace Corps in general.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, really, it was the Central Missouri Return Volunteer Group. They're very active in town, and you know, I put this festival on through them, and we got to know folks here that served in the Peace Corps, and my wife and I, Ashley, we served together. And the more we heard about their experiences, the more we started talking about, this is something we want to do. This is a goal that we have. And so we started reaching out and meeting more people who had served. And every one of them, you know, while their stories were vastly different and they served all over the world, like, said profoundly that this experience impacted who they are, and they would do it again in a heartbeat if they had a chance. And while it was challenging and difficult at times, it was just incredibly rewarding. And I just admired the perspective that some of those folks had, and I wanted to try and gain some of that myself, and I wanted to learn more about the world. And Peace Corps is just a tremendous opportunity to really delve deeply into a culture and participate within it. It's unique in that you really just get to focus on your job, what you're there to do, mm-hmm. sharing who you are, and learning about that culture, and not worry about too much else.
Well, it's an incredible opportunity. Again, if folks are interested in either that or the film festival, their website is Missouri, obviously, MORPCV, Retired Peace Corps Volunteer. So MORPCV.org. There'll be information about the film festival, and if you want to find out more about being involved with Peace Corps, you can find that out as well. All of this is free, isn't that right, Mike? There's not any charge for coming to see the films, taking part in the discussions, whatever you like.
That's right. It's completely free, and you know, it's open to the public, and you know, the more folks who come, and the better dialogue that we have. So we'd love to see you there.
The third Goal International Film Festival, again here at Mizzou at the MU Student Center, going to be happening February 1st, MORPCV.org. Ashley, first of all, let's thank you for being with us on the program today. Safe travels, and we'll look forward to having you in Columbia here in a couple of weeks.
Thanks. I look forward to checking out cool little Columbia.
All right. And Jennifer Erickson from CAT TV, Mike Burden with the Third Goal International Film Festival. Thank you both for being on the show tonight as well.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.